This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by Sassy Pop Boutique. Sassy Pop is a women's clothing and accessory boutique located inside Mulberry Mill in Dixon, Tennessee. Sassy Pop's fashion professionals help their clients find the right style and fit for all body types and sizes. Whether you are an extra extra small or a 3XL, Sassy Pop Boutique will have you looking your best for all four seasons. Check them out on Facebook at Sassy Pop Boutique and on Instagram at Sassy Pop Boutique Dixon, or browse their website for 24-hour shopping and shipping anywhere in the United States at sassypopboutique.com.
Sounds like you have led a very interesting life up this far.
Very simple but interesting, I suppose, life. Sure. I think so, yep. I just try to enjoy my life. And
any words of advice, you know?
Be who you are. That's what I always tell people. Don't.
How can somebody find out who they are?
You know. Yeah. You know. We deny it. Sure. But you know. Sometimes you have to give things up. I did. I left behind a lot of things to be able to express myself and truly be who I was. You know, and if you have to do that, I mean, that inside, you know who you are. You hear that little whisper. You got to listen to the whisper. Be silent. Be still. Listen, meditate, and you know what your passion is. Mine is music and writing. I love it. And I may not ever make a lot of money out of it, but that's what brings me the most joy. I love people. Yeah. Most of the time I can be a hermit too, but
sure.
But you know deep inside what you're supposed to be doing. And, you know, I tell people if something doesn't make you happy, let it go, whether it's a person or a thing. Just, and sometimes that's the hardest thing in the world to do, because we get comfortable.
Get complacent, you know?
We do.
I want to get back to the band in just a second, but I think that a lot of the outside forces influence that as well, too. I think that
Absolutely.
We're constantly berated with reality TV shows and if it bleeds, it leads kind of stuff, and we're made to believe that the world is just this... you know, tragic comedy of sorts, you know, to where a lot of things just don't make sense. And it seems like so many things are going terribly wrong. And back to that instant gratification type stuff, it's just like we're constantly distracted, you know, too much so to even find out who we are as people.
I agree 100% because we're so, our minds are so polluted with everything around us, and we don't take the time to be by ourselves and get to it. And it took me a long time to like being, I live alone, I'm by myself. And it took me a long time to really like myself, and then it took me even longer to love me.
Mm.
I didn't like me, I hated me
mm-hmm.
for a long, long time. I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror.
Mm.
And it took me a long time to get to a place to forgive me, to love me, to love all my fat rolls, to love not just inside, but also outside. Because for a while, I mean, we're even conditioned to believe, well, that's not you. I'm on the inside. My real me is on the... Well, you know what? I'm telling you, this body is what I'm walking around on this planet. This is part of me too.
Sure.
You can lose all the weight or gain all the weight or do whatever, have a facelift. But if you can't love yourself now... in this body and appreciate this body mm-hmm. and respect the body that you're in, that's still you. You're still going to hate yourself.
Sure.
And that's a hard thing to do.
It's really hard.
You know?
It's really hard because we're told that we're supposed to look like Brad Pitt or
absolutely
you know, these Victoria's Secret models. Like that is what we're all supposed to be striving
for. And
you
know what? I did look like that whenever I was 18 years old, and I still hated myself.
Yeah.
So you gotta.
A lot of those Victoria's Secret models aren't very happy people either.
They're miserable because they starve themselves, mm-hmm. and you know. They don't enjoy life. There's no way that you can. I mean, I guess it's nice to look in the mirror with that bod, but...
Yeah, or feel like other people are
you know,
supposed
I just,
to like you.
I look at my art, the parts of me that I like the least, and I try to give them love and see it as a separate in it. Even like my belly, my babies grew there. You know, these arms that sometimes I don't like this very much. I'm like, these arms have held those babies and hugged people and loved people. And so I just... I try to tell, especially younger people that are so down on themselves, you know, it's a shame you don't love yourself now when you're 18, mm-hmm. that it takes you being 50, 55 to realize, you know, you got to respect and love your body like it is. That is my big thing, being who you are, respecting, loving. Take care of yourself, yes, but not everybody's going to be a size zero. Mm-mm. By the way, my daughter is. I don't know how she came out of me, but anyway.
Thanks again to Sassy Pop Boutique for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking for the right fit and style for this upcoming season, feel free to reach out to their fashion professionals on their socials at Sassy Pop Boutique on Facebook and Sassy Pop Boutique Dixon on Instagram, or head on over to their website at sassypopboutique.com for 24-hour shopping and nationwide shipping. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.